My name is Rainer. I am 18 years old. Today is the 24th of September. I'm speaking with
Mitchell,
Zach, and Reeve, who are my partners in this project. We're recording this interview in Rome, Georgia.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
So, I was a pretty athletic kid growing up. Grew up in Louisiana and was always playing sports of some sort, always getting into things on my bike or swimming or just doing fun things outdoors primarily. Played a little bit of video games back in the day, but for the most part it was usually something to deal with sports or outdoors. I would say some of the most difficult moments were losing both parents. I lost my father when I was 13 and my mother recently a couple years ago. So usually during deaths or things like that, that's when you really think about life in a deeper way, but those were some of the difficult times.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
Yeah, I would say my mom was a teacher, and she had a pretty strong impact on me. She taught special ed kids in a pretty bad neighborhood. So that was one area where I thought, man, she's really giving back and trying to help people. I've always taken that as a big deal. I've had some coaches that I played for over the years that were very, very good motivators, good people, trying to make me the best that I could be. So I think Coach Foles was one of my college coaches that had a profound impact on me in a lot of different ways, whether it be on the court or off the court, you know, in life in general, just becoming a man. So I would say those two people.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories was probably winning some playoff games in high school. I think as a coach, winning championships, making it to the Sweet 16 when I was an assistant coach at Texas A&M, that was a really happy moment. Winning the SEC championship one year, that was pretty cool. Even winning the SCAC championship when I was a head coach at Birmingham Southern. So usually it dealt with some winning or championships when you've had to work for something and finally you see the fruits of your labor at the end of them. So,
can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Yeah, some of the most important lessons, I think, deal with the importance of just strong relationships and friendships, the importance of family. I think another really important lesson is the ability to bounce back from failure or the ability to keep trying when things aren't so good. So perseverance is one life lesson. And then I think, just building a strong relationship spiritually with God and with everybody that I come in contact with.
What has inspired you to do what you do?
Well, I think there's a couple things. As far as being a basketball coach, I get to, try to master a game. This is what guys do. We grow up doing. We find a puzzle or we find something, we try to master it and try to be the best we can be at it. I think you can use your body and your mind and your will and all these things together, your creativity, put it all together and try to win at something and be the best you can be. So I think that, and then you couple that with just a good solid bond of men, teams and relationships, and all those things are mixed into one in doing this. So I think that's the fun part of coaching basketball.
All right, how did you end up at Barry?
Well, it was a pretty long path. This is my 26th year in coaching, so I think I had a couple of relationships here in the athletic department. Mr. Brooks, the athletic director, and one of our assistant, or the women's coach, Coach Johnson. And um, We had some relationships from back in the day when the coaching position came open here. It just seemed like a natural fit, so we went through the application process and visited the college. We kind of fell in love with the school and what it was all about, and one thing led to another. We came on visit, on a visit to campus, and interviewed, and decided to make this our home.
Besides basketball, what are your other passions?
Yeah, I think there's a few things. Primarily spending time and with my family and being around my wife and kids and trying to see them grow and flourish. I think I would say that's one of my passions, is just seeing them really do well. You know, I think building a relationship with God, being involved with church, just trying to learn more about things. I really like learning. I kind of have a quest for learning more and more, whether it be you know, basketball or theology or philosophy or, you know, even art, and just trying to be as well-rounded of a person as I can be. So yeah, I just think learning new things, learning new technologies, it's all fun to me.
If you were on a deserted island and can only bring three things with you, what would you bring?
Three things on a deserted island. Well, I would have to bring a Bible, would be the first thing. Probably some matches. And maybe a raft.
I was thinking outside the box.
There you go. Are there any lessons your work life has taught you?
Yeah, I think a couple of lessons from working. I think as men, we tend to think that work is who we are, and that's not necessarily the case. We if we become wrapped up in our work so much that it becomes who we are, then I think we lose sight of what it's originally intended for. So work is what we do. To a certain extent, it's who we are, but I think what I've learned is there's a place for work and there's a place for rest. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the way God set it up, is we work as hard as we can, have fun while we're doing it. We have to grind sometimes, but there's also got to be a time to get away from it and rest a little bit. So when we do rest from it, then we come back stronger than before and we're able to be recharged and energized. So I think you have to work and play. And hopefully your work is your play, right? Like if you're doing something you really love, it doesn't feel like work as much. So.
Last question.
I think I've got last question.
Yeah.
Anything else anyone want to ask? No? No?